You're listening to the audio production of the Sexual Reformation Audio Study by Amy Bird, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
When John Lennon told the world to imagine there's no heaven in his 1971 song, Imagine, it became his best-selling single as a solo artist. The song is a call for peace. It's a call to look forward, beyond living only for today, with all its war, greed, and hunger. Lennon asked us to imagine a world with no heaven, no borders, and no possessions. This is how we could come together as one. This is how we could love each other. There's a lot of theology in this song. Heaven's considered the biggest barrier to peace. This should be jarring to the Christian as we see heaven as our ultimate aim, the place where God's people hope to dwell with him in peace for eternity. Instead of singing about peace with God, Lennon sings about peace apart from God. There's no such thing. God is goodness. God is love. Only God can give us peace. But John Lennon is right about some of it. Things are not as they should be. We long for peace. And maybe we don't usually promote using our imaginations when doing theology, but Lennon is right in suggesting that we do need an eschatological imagination, an imagination that looks to where we're headed. The solution for peace isn't imagining no heaven. The solution we need is to set our eyes on the beauty that we are to behold. Interestingly, God has designed our very sexuality to participate in this imagination. In this series, I'm going to ask you to imagine something, too. I want you to imagine heaven. Imagine the heavens and the earth coming together, a new heavens and a new earth. Imagine a triune God who created us to have eternal communion with him and with one another there. Imagine that this God created us as icons or symbols of himself, showcasing a great love story, the story of the outgoing, overflowing love of the triune God. I think this is a lot easier to imagine than what John Lennon is asking, because it's the longing within every person. Let's get even more theologically rich in our imaginations. Imagine that we are created to covenantally share in the Father's love for the Son in the Holy Spirit. Imagine that our very bodies tell the story of a gift given in eternity, a gift of a bride to the Son. Imagine man and woman revealing the deep mystery of an eternal Trinitarian covenant that is prefigured in creation. The triune God loves us. Imagine that. Even as we learn of our history in the creation account, we see that God sparks our eschatological imaginations in the typology that is embedded in our very sexuality. He made man from the soil of the land that he gave him, and he breathed life into him. He made the heavens as a testimony to his habitation of glory, to which we're all called. But it was not good that man was alone. Interestingly, God didn't create woman the same way he created man. He made woman from man, from his side. Man had to sacrifice for her. There's a picture there. The very way that she was created speaks to us. She wasn't created from the soil of the earth. And as he beholds this woman, this gift, her very presence beckons him to the telos of mankind as the collective bride of Christ. Created second, woman represents the second order, arrayed with the glory and radiance of the sun. Man was to pass through probation with his bride to ascend to the holy mountain, Zion, which her very body represents. She, as his necessary ally and partner, was to be a corresponding strength in their mission to receive the great reward of eternal communion with God for them and for their progeny. Our imaginations need to be encouraged because they are...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?